This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, January 28th, 2025.
Yeah, boys, I thought you were going to drop a, it's Monday.
Wrong, sucker.
I was about to say, hang on.
If this were a rerun, a worst of show.
Oh, I like that.
At the beginning, like say for instance yesterday, would this song play through and then go into the bit?
Yeah, but it's a lot shorter version.
Oh, I just wonder when they know. Like, yeah, like, is there a...
Oh, man.
Like, yesterday was probably like, am I first? And then today's like a, hell yeah. I hope he's saying hell yeah.
When it goes to that first little da-da-da-da,
yeah,
it says, this is the worst of the Rise Guys.
Okay.
And that's when people start wrecking, cussing, shooting people,
what?
Trying to deport
Man.
People they know are legal, but just are mad anyway.
Flipping off their radios, swatting their neighbors.
Swatting.
How do you swat your neighbors?
Yeah, I live beside an illegal. He's actually born here, but
you
I'm mad.
You make a phone call or you're getting out of fly swatter?
You have
swatter?
Any proof of that, sir? Well, look. He's a landscaper. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm saying, officer.
Shady scaper.
He ain't busy this time of year, so go real.
Do you have any reason to believe that he's not a citizen? No, but he keeps his yard looking like crap. And we just want him out of the neighborhood, not necessarily the country. Can you help us with that?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Did you deport
you need to call
him?
Your HOA, sir.
You deport him to a different county?
Can you imagine if your HOA was that intrusive?
Oh, God, I've had it.
Yeah,
I've had
you
it.
Have?
Won't ever do it again. That's like...
It's nightmare.
Getting on Tinder and starting dating somebody who's got a one-year-old. Like, nope. That's a no-sir for me.
Is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
No offense. It's just...
It's too fresh. 1 year's old. It's like...
Well, I just mean where...
I ain't trying to pop any stitches here.
I can't have...
Fat boy. Good God.
Come on. I ain't trying to babysit for you either.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah, you look like the babysitting type.
I also don't want him...
Take some
my
time.
My future stepson or daughter to become best friends with my older grandson. Just out of a weird...
courtesy there.
Yeah. But the same thing goes with whatever that was. What was
I'm,
the example?
I'm not judging you. I feel the same way. I don't want, you know, I've already done that.
She used to run it. You were in it.
Run what? What?
The Who? HOA. Paige ran it.
Oh, yeah.
I would never, ever, ever, ever again.
That's why, unless, well, I don't want to go political at all, but I was just going to say, like, somebody, like, why would you want to run for president? Like, why would you
because
want
to? Because you care
to?
And you want to make things the best that you can, and that's what I tried to do, but nobody appreciates a damn
like
thing you do.
I just want to let you know. Public enemy number one.
You do. You're on everybody's hit list.
And if you don't bow down to them, then you even the people that were on your side, if they have an issue and you don't like barrel through and help them, then you're also a dickhead to them.
Yeah, and
or whatever they call
hopefully
women.
Hopefully nothing
regard.
Happens like a flood or, you know, some kind of major disaster like it did me. And, you know, that's where people really become greedy and horrible.
I say no offense to Paige on this.
Some no, the, here it comes.
Some of the people that she was like governing in the HOA probably weren't the best people to be in it with.
Yeah, thank.
I feel like we're not talking about the most, you know, civilized people as far as some of them go.
Well, I had a group of women that were just, you know, they would send me emails all day long, like constantly calling me out, calling me names. And I would say, I'm doing my due diligence. This is all I can do because I cannot walk in and withdraw cash or allocate money without you people voting on it. OK.
Pool's so dirty, Paige.
Yeah. Well, that's already taken
anybody
care of.
Anybody ever leave a loaf in the pool and you get that?
Constantly we were shut down for things like that. You know, people didn't watch their
what
kids.
What about making love? Do you have a hot tub?
No, thank goodness.
Okay.
We had a hard enough time keeping the bathrooms clean. We had a hard enough time. I mean, I don't even go into it because I can spend hours on things that people do
we
and they're
four.
So dirty.
We
had a hard time about people from other neighborhoods coming in and dumping their garbage in our dumpsters, and we have to pay to haul that off.
Oh,
constantly.
Man.
It's one of my go-to moves.
Is it? You
is
drive
it?
To another.
Well,
it's like for trick-or-treating.
You
until
don't
we get
do
the,
it in your neighborhood.
Well, we have cameras so we can get your tag, and you're going to be paying for it, so good luck.
Well, luckily for you, when we had the pink dumpster out front, I just save it for that. But... We
yes.
stick those
I dumped my trash for there for breast cancer. I mean, that's like every time
that's
I
nice.
Dump my trash there, that I was reminded of that because of the, you know, it's kind of a, hey, why is there a pink dumpster on the side of the road? Oh, there's a message there.
Yeah, we didn't think to tell people to use it. Like,
well, I, see,
you,
that's
I
the thing.
I can't tell you not use it.
Yes, that's the thing is you don't want to say, hey, bring all your trash here because just like the recycling bins, once it's full, they'll still leave it there. They'll pin it up to the side, shove it on top.
Yeah, you know, someone moves out, you just put their whole house in a dumpster, you know.
Then a big old gust of wind comes up, and then chicken salad chicks got a bunch of Odyssey trash over there.
And so people are wondering, what is that money for? What is that money for? Well, we had to fix the park. We had to do this. We had to do that, you know.
I know most HOAs will cover your internet if you live in the community.
Really?
And your landscaping fees. And,
oh, yeah, we did.
Good Lord. That, yeah. We didn't have that.
Only the front. You do the back.
The one I live near, or
sounds
no
like
of,
a waxing rule.
They're like, you know, they'll promise you high-end retail, too. And that never really happens, so.
Oh, what, like nearby?
Then you got to have some angry residents, but other than that. Like
high-end retail?
Well, people were promised high-end retail, but instead they brought in, you know, a lot of doctors.
Oh, yeah.
A nursing home.
That's true. Like the, and I can't believe it's really there. And I've been there a humpteen times. But like, there's an actual Target in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. And I just remember years that was talked about. Like, and it, to the point where it's like, bull crap. Who told you that?
Yeah.
Who sold you that lakefront property in Arizona? Like a Target in Bowling Springs. And then what do you know? There's a damn Whataburger within a. Well, you'd have to have an arm on you, but you know you could
arm on you.
You could walk to it, basically.
But I mean, that
maybe
makes
a
sense,
short drive.
Right? Bowling Springs is the cutoff.
Well, yeah, but like, just you were talking about promised retail and all this stuff. Like to see it actually happen is like, good Lord.
God, I remember when Bowling Springs had the only Popeyes, and my son wanted Popeyes real bad. I'm like, we either got to go to Athens, Georgia, or Bowling Springs.
I thought, well, maybe Greer came after it. Greer has one.
Yeah, now everybody's got one.
Oh, yeah.
But then there was only
do
two.
Do you know why?
I don't know.
Because people love that chicken.
They love that chicken sandwich, don't they?
Do they now?
Or they said they did.
You know, I've never had it. I had one. It. I had it. I had, no, I didn't. No, it wasn't that. I ate somewhere that I thought was Popeyes, but it was
you went to Poopeyes.
No, you caught me off guard with that. There was a barbecue place that served chicken and stuff in right outside of Atlanta, a town out there, and I was like, okay, and then I realized, no, that's New Orleans based.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
so I think
Popeyes, I mean, look, it's not. I, for a long time, I thought the Sailor Man owned it.
Welcome to Pablo's Chicken.
That's awesome. I think if you ever see like a shady one in a town, you never want to go back.
A shady,
yeah.
I had a Popeye's chicken in a town that was not good.
Well,
I tell you,
and
man.
Then that killed me for that. And unfortunately, it probably is the best ever, but you know.
Well, you can't judge them all by one.
And I know.
That's the same with people.
Yeah, and I can't trust these old heads, though, that'd be like, this is the best place you'll ever get chicken. And then it's like some fork in the road to some old gas station. They're like, I don't know. I really don't know, buddy.
Mystery meat in there. You may have chicken and maybe something else. I don't know.
That's a good point, too. That's a good point. Because, like, my love you, Daddy. My dad's well, I don't want to say favorite. Not like a special occasion restaurant, but like his go-to restaurant. Oh, boy. I mean, just like...
Meat and three.
No. I can't even describe it without even anyone catching a hint of this from what I'm about to just, like, go into. But, like, it was nothing like rolling up and the cook being smoking outside. And, again, I was way younger.
Well, they can still wash their hands before they...
Yeah, but he wouldn't. He would walk back in with a cigarette still in his mouth.
Oh, God.
Like, this was just a different time when the cook was smoking a cigarette back there cooking. And this was probably post when that was acceptable. But...
I see he put the butt out on the bun, just so you know, there you go.
I just remember getting it... I'm not giving too much away here, but getting an egg one time, a fried egg, you know, breakfast.
Just one?
A couple. And it having some char on the bottom, and wondering if that was cigarette ash. I just cut all the way around it.
Give that Harris boy a little bit of his cherry. How many fried eggs you want?
I see the way he was looking at me. I'm going to put the cigarette out in his over mediums.
I don't like when he comes in here and wipes out my eggs.
He wouldn't know at this point that was over medium. He'd call him sunny side up at this point.
Thank God Trump revoked the menthol ban.
And his face was all covered. I shouldn't be mean.
Like he'd been working there for a little bit.
I mean, like, I couldn't tell if he had, like, a really bad puberty time as far as, like, acne goes, or if he had just gotten his face too close to the grill too much.
Oh, no.
I'm just trying to do this for radio purposes because you can't see what I saw, and I'm trying to describe this for those that think, you've been mean to that guy. Oh. Well, I haven't said where it was at first, so unless you knew a guy who smoked and cooked breakfast and had warts all over his face, you don't know who I'm talking about.
Man, I could not tell you where this place was if I wanted to because I honestly do not remember, but it's somewhere out maybe in Oconee County, and it's a fork in the road, and they got, like, the best – seafood and like barbecue combinations, but it smells so bad.
You know, you can't do it all good. You know, I mean, these restaurants have all this, like, you know what I mean? They serve a little bit of everything. It's like, man, pick something and go with it. It's too confusing. Plus, yeah. Your decor in here is trying to reflect all this, and it's weird. I got, like, a soul band over here playing saxophones, and then I've got a bluegrass painting right here, and then I've got Louis Armstrong on velvet.
What's going on? Hey, you want an egg, buddy? Put my cigarette out in your ear. Hey, how's that egg going to taste now, buddy? What a wonderful omelet. I asked my cigarette on your end.
That smells like that's going to give you bad gas.
Swirl my nuts in your grits.
What was his name? Snatchmo?
How'd he get that name? Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
Wow.
Probably a kleptomaniac.
Yeah, you can't go with too many different themes.
No, you can't.
Pick one.
Yeah, but it was just... That generation didn't have the, and I tell myself this all the time, like, whether you think organic or if you think, you know, whatever, like, as a kid, all our vegetables came out of a can. All of them.
Oh, me too.
Like,
I babysitters.
All of them.
Yeah, there's some veg all.
Yo, yeah. Ugh. Like succotash.
You know, that's probably why I don't eat fish sticks or anything like that today, because I had that a lot growing up.
Oh, God, yeah, we did too. I hate them. Just dicks. Ugh.
But then there was this opportunity where, and again, I know what everybody, or not everybody, but a lot of people will say, and yeah, it makes no sense why the crappiest food is the most affordable, which, I mean, it kind of makes sense, but it shouldn't be. But anyway, once the generation pops up, and you're like, wow, I have more than one grocery store to go to now.
Get
like,
out.
There was a time, I mean, there were other grocery stores, but like, there were two.
Yeah, or my town had three of the same one.
What?
Yeah, three Bilos back in the day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the two in the ghetto Bilo.
Like, I remember Walmart before they they sold that. Food.
We had the Haunted Bilo and the one.
The Haunted Bilo?
What?
That cow was saying moo, not
I
boo.
Only called it the Haunted Bilo because... I don't know why. Okay, so there was a situation where somebody might have been murdered there.
Oh, Lord.
And then...
I know the one you're talking about.
So I was
driving... I think it was TG&Y then.
I was, you know, I had my,
what
little,
does that stand for?
My little car and salsa where you put your child, and the salsa rolled on the ground and it splattered everywhere and looked like a murder scene.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, Chris, we got to go tell somebody that we did this because we can't just leave it like this. So, of course, I did.
Wait, left it like that?
No, I told somebody. I said, it looks like I killed somebody on L5.
And that was already the one that you thought was haunted?
Yes, yeah, so it was the Haunted Bilo. So I always say, well, I'm going back to the Haunted Bilo.
Man, even the ghetto Bilo had lobsters in the tank.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
It's like, wow.
I remember that. That was cruel.
Oh, no, it wasn't either. Whatever you think about that. Like, God put certain things here to feed us.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you really did. I mean, that's why, like...
And you know that when you're like, look, this is your lot in the world, animal.
Right. I mean, like, that's just...
We got you on the next life.
They wouldn't... And you say, well, how do you know that? Because they wouldn't taste so damn good. If God didn't want us to eat it, they'd taste like hockey. They'd taste like poo-poo. They taste like number two. Those words. That. It would. I really believe that. That's why... That's why we don't eat all of the meat. There's some of it that, I don't understand the horse rule, which I don't want to eat horse, but I know all the other countries do. But there's other people, it's just the customization too. It's like the thought about, well, I wouldn't eat horse because as a kid I was taught that's what glue was made from. And it kind of was.
That's why you wouldn't?
In my condition, yes.
That's wild.
How many people eat beaver? I don't even know that.
Gosh. Well. In Asheville, a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's a delicacy up there.
Is it?
Might be.
Yeah.
The tail and all.
Not enough, depending on who you ask, I guess.
Paige eats the beaver tail.
No, well, I'm just wondering beaver. What you do with it.
You hold it up.
Mm-hmm. I guess you got to massage it a little bit first, like just to make sure the meat's okay.
I tell you this, if you ever
tenderize it with a mallet.
You shoot one or run over it or whatever you did, and you got to pick it up by the tail, and it falls off the body. Don't eat that meat.
Uh-oh.
Don't eat that
That's
meat. I was always told that.
That is a sign.
That the beaver's too tough?
No, that it was like wow. Diseased. If it separates that easy.
Yeah.
Diseased beaver, not good.
No, man. You just walk away from it.
Stay away from that for sure.
And especially if you're down on the coast, because nothing would be worse than a beaver with crabs.
Or teeth.
Oh, God.
A beaver with teeth.
I've seen that. They've made two of those movies now.
Some people would be desperate enough to try it, but they're like, hey, come on. You got the right. You think
this is all fresh, just not even routine. This is just like boom, boom, boom.
I think you're thinking a smile.
I was. They did two of them, right?
They actually did.
I think that's on Tubi.
After a while, I haven't seen any of those, but like by the third one, like teeth should be down to just tooth. Because that would be even worse looking.
I don't think I can
just
watch
coming
that.
Coming at you with just one tooth?
Just the premise of that.
Does it drag her around the house?
Oh my God. Well, like, is it back? If it's a molar, it's like a non-factor.
Oh,
it's got to be one of the front big ones.
Big.
Yeah. It's got to be a big tooth.
What, is it a fang?
Wow. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Tooth and fang. It's
tooth
a
is
going to
turn into a vampire. Teeth.
That's, if that's your only weapon.
It should have started with tooth and it progressed to teeth. They did it backwards.
Should have.
Tooth.
Damn it.
It should be baby gums first.
Yeah. Oh, no. Maybe not the way.
Oh, my word.
Well, if we can keep Paige and Fat Boy well, We will do
radio today.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning to stay for the duration.
I got to get into what good. I was going through.
Okay. Well, I'm not breaking anyone's HIPAA.
No, I feel like I need to put it out there.
If you feel it,
I did something I haven't done in 20 years.
Uh-oh.
Here come all the jokes.
Jeez, dude. I was about to say, man, like, don't look at text for like an hour.
This is the worst weekend of my life.
Oh, Lord. Oh, look, first one, senior boss.
Yeah,
first one of the day. I don't recognize the
number. Well, guess what, buddy? If this was years ago when we had prizes, you might have won something.
That's right. Ha-ha.
Now you get to win this middle finger.
I'll give you one on that one.
Oh, Lord.
That was too easy. That person knows the number, and you should too. 1-800-774-0093. Use that to text or call us. Either one. It's that new world that intertwined together. Soon you'll probably be able to email us through it.
God, they'll probably put a window, and you can just walk past the window like you used to be able to and just wave.
Put like a little comment box there.
Like we damn fishes.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I didn't mind that.
Yeah, that was before me.
I didn't mind it. I felt like sometimes, though, when there was like a crowd gathered, if you're just sitting, like we're sitting here having a fun conversation, but there's not like a whole lot of movement.
No, there's no animation.
And it, you know, but then you got somebody watching you. You feel like you got to kind of look to them or maybe use your hands more.
And dancing. Like,
stop looking at me now.
You know how many people pages are going to have to flash if that were the case?
Oh, wow.
Just keep
them entertained.
I haven't
done that in a while.
It's a charity opportunity, actually.
It really is. You have to wear a shirt with just one out all the time.
It's like in Vegas when I was hoping he'd order beer.
Sure, that little Kim dress from the VMAs.
Coyote Ugly. Please order beer so I can dance.
Annie
in the
Armstrong
ball.
Easter offering cup over it.
Just, yeah, like the
rice bowl.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
All right.
Seriously, now. We've got some.
Those of you from up north won't get that
hard
reference.
News to get to here.
Yeah. Yeah. You're telling me. If you text us on that phone number, don't do it while you're driving. And standard data text rate supply at TLCMotors.com phone lines. Paige, what's up in that place?
All right. So if you've ever had your tongue stuck to a pole,
Lord.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
Is that the first thing in 20 years?
No,
you would not believe what this guy got stuck to on the ground in Canada. I'll tell you why next in your Ice Guys headlines.
I don't even know what to guess.
What he got stuck to in the ground, and
gosh,
I mean, I hate this. I hate to say it because if it's right, then I'm like, screw the story.
He's going around tongue in wormholes. I mean,
I'm just saying, like using it like a glory hole for fish.
Oh. The ground?
No, like a frozen lake.
I'm thinking of like the hard ground.
Oh, okay. Well, you think it's like a peacock movie?
He's putting his ass against the ground.
I was thinking,
you will find out what happened.
She said his tongue, right?
No, I didn't say his tongue. I said you would believe what he had stuck to the ground.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Could be any digit or, you know,
orifice
thing.
Three doors down. All right.
Yeah, two, not three.
Headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with this story out of Canada, and I don't know how cold it was at the time that this happened. So I know that it was... The temperature was in the single digits.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yes. So, if you've ever been outside when it's, like, in the single digits, it's pretty...
It felt like it last week.
Yeah. One time that I know of.
It's pretty serious.
It was, like, 8.
Ooh. Yeah, I remember 8.
Here? Yeah. Yeah.
So...
I think so. I may be full of crap. I'm going to look that up.
We're going to go to Canada.
It was the 90s.
With this story.
The possible 51st state.
It's like we were out of school for like a whole week. And everything was just frozen.
Never happened really back then.
No.
I remember when I think it's when I first moved here a while back. And the ice storm was so bad that everything was shut down. And I didn't have power at my place. And luckily, at the time, I had the little Suzuki Samurai, so I was able to drive everywhere.
God.
And my grandmother, she had to go to the emergency room, and the ambulance wouldn't get up to her house. So I had to literally drive from my house and drive my little car up the driveway and inch her down. I was scared to death thinking I was going to...
They could have rigged something up.
Roll into... But I got her down and got her in the car, but it was so cold, and I thought...
It might look like OJ and Naked Gun, but they could have rigged something up.
It was awful.
Listen to this. January 7th, 1988. The winter storm of 1988 dropped 12 inches of snow in Greenville, South Carolina, making it the third worst snowstorm in history in Greenville. It caused a huge traffic jam on Interstate 85 with over 100 accidents. And many businesses, including the airport, were closed for days.
And that was 89?
88.
Dude, 88. There are news reports about this storm.
Wow.
Local file footage on YouTube.
Is that the storm that really? Caused the panic? That's why everybody panics here, because people didn't have food.
Like, kind of.
Yeah. Because my grandmother would always say, oh, you got it, you know, because something happened here. Make sure that you have food and you have enough water, because, you know, if everything freezes.
I think that's why, like, in the 90s, everybody started getting chains again on their, you know, for their tires.
That's so Tahoe.
Which is like, did they just start making tires way better now? Like,
yeah.
I haven't heard of anybody using chains around here.
Like, that sounds old as crap.
I remember having to stop when we were in Lake Tahoe and we were going skiing.
Look at her name dropping town.
Well, I never skied. I just dated someone on the ski team. And we had to stop, and it was like a blizzard, and they put the chains on. I was terrified. But I've never seen anything like that here, thank goodness.
Yeah. Dude, Michelin makes shoes.
Where your white blindness and you can't see anything on the road and it's just like snow is coming down. You're thinking, oh my gosh, we're near Donner Pass. Who's going to die in the car?
Anyways. What did this guy get stuck to, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go back to that. Sorry. ADD. So this is a guy in Canada, and he had to be rescued after his pants came off during a fight outside a bar. And get this.
Oh, God. It's his balls.
Yeah. His junk was frozen to the ground. So this happened shortly after midnight on January 12th.
He must have laid there for a while or just poured something all over his balls before he hit the ground.
In Fort McMurray, and that's about 250 miles north of Edmonton, the people that know that area. And the temperature was, like we said, in the single digits or maybe even colder. So this story broke from TMZ, and they're saying that this guy's pants fell down during the fight, and he landed on his stomach, and his junk immediately froze to the ground. Can you imagine what this guy is going through? He can't move. He's frozen to the ground.
See, next time women say, equal opportunity, that can't happen to y'all.
No.
I mean, and if it can, wow. You should go to one of them rejuvenation places.
Yeah, so this is Alberta, which where it lines up along the like Dakotas and up.
Yeah.
One of the coldest parts of Canada.
Cool.
Okay, besides gosh. Way up, you know, north.
They can keep it.
Well, so there was witnesses maybe, I don't know. Someone on Facebook claimed that that's not quite right. They claim it actually happened after the fight got broken up. And cops made him lay face down while they were arresting him. That's when it happened.
God.
So there's two different stories. Either way, he was frozen to the ground.
So now they're trying to say
it doesn't matter.
The cops are the reason why his junk got stuck to the ground. That's another good example. Which you don't really see the sagging pants anymore.
No.
I guess they kind of just got ridiculed out, just like the, you know, the Carolina. What was that? The way the trucks were.
Our grandparents waged that battle in the late 80s, early 90s.
I've seen them in the mall, people walking around.
Still?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You should shame them. Shame. Shame.
I'll give
them
my card
you.
And go, excuse me, but I'm a stylist. Will you go with me downstairs to the men's department? I can help you. I'll pull some outfits for
just
you.
Just remember when that started, it was like the rumors. Maybe our parents started the rumor that you were advertising the fact that you wanted some butt play.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was always told.
That was happening in prison, right? Let him know you're available.
That's right. So, okay. But then again, is that what's real? Am I to assume that the guys that are wearing their pants like that are making
some
advancement?
Or in the boys or in the girls? We don't know.
I guess it makes sense, right? Unless
and
you're
when
the
they
guard.
Pull them up, that must have mean they, oh, I don't want to advertise to you.
The guard could mess with you and say, I want you to talk to him with your ass and let him know what you want.
I would just be afraid walking in the mall that somebody pull my underwear down. It'd be so tempting to do that.
That depends on how it happens. If it happens the way Matt likes to do it, that would be kind of weird. Because if somebody snuck up on
you
and did that.
If somebody kissed you right on the ass cheek.
Because I've been pantsed before, and it's not pleasant. Not at school, though, but party.
Kisses.
On accident.
It just means if I've ever kissed your ass, I'm really attracted to you. Thank you. Thank you, Paige. That was wonderful.
So this guy wasn't seriously hurt. Thank God. They weren't like, you know, what do you call that?
Well done when he did it to the ice block. He got stuck for a little bit, but I got him off.
Yes. Ronnie Dunn, right? Is that what you're talking about?
I wish it was.
So did he get charged with anything? According to TMZ, cops detained the guy, but they didn't end up charging him with anything. They probably realized, dude, you suffered enough by having your junk stuck to the ground.
Yeah.
Well, lesson learned.
Uncle Ronnie
Dunn. Thank you,
Paige. On those You Rise guys headlines.
Warwick Dunn. Who knows?
God, the whole family.
Fat boy, the whole family. Warwick and Ronnie Dunn have got to be related. Guarantee you.
Gotta be. What, both Southern.
Yeah. What's up in sports?
Well, we know who's going to play in the Super Bowl, but we got the top Super Bowl foods.
Ooh.
You need to have.
At your home for your party.
Ooh. I've never heard of one of these, and it's very, very popular.
Well, not to hurt anybody's feelings, but I wouldn't serve buffalo wings.
You know what?
I don't think they have wings.
They're not in the Super Bowl either.
It might be one of the most top searches. Josh Allen, god dang it. I feel for him.
Dude, that was sad.
He's going to get there eventually. He just is.
Sad.
He just running like we never thought Peyton Manning would get past Tom Brady, and he did.
No? Yeah, you're right.
So it's going to happen.
Mm. I want to talk about that. I know it's like a couple of days removed, but I still want to talk about it.
No, you throw it all in.
Okay, all right. We'll do all that and more right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Oh, on this day in sports history. By the way, Rise Guys Sports served by Bojangles.
Wow.
Look at that. 51 years ago in 1974, this gentleman beat Joe Frazier, Madison Square Garden, in their second of three fights. Frazier won the first one.
Paige will know this. I mean, I know it too, but think about it, Paige.
She'll get it.
Is it Muhammad Ali?
It is Muhammad Ali. Look at that.
But see, you could ask a 16, 17-year-old boy or girl. They wouldn't know that.
They wouldn't. Just like they wouldn't know who was in the Chi-Town Rumble. You know,
right.
In the trilogy of matches.
That's true.
You know.
How did they ever wrestle with the lights out? Who knows if they were even wrestling? They could have just
been in there. What kind of shorts they had on?
Going around on the mat, just making the noises. The lights out, man.
Just smacking the.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Yeah, smacking the putt around.
Wow. Remember hearing stories.
Was there a pud web? Am I remembering that wrong?
God, probably.
Gross.
Remember hearing stories on Robert Gibson with. Tell about his brother Ricky and then wrestling in the old Knoxville, I think Civic Auditorium is where it was.
Yeah.
Where they had
one swinging light over the whole arena.
Yeah. Easier to call spots.
Everything else is in the dark. God bless.
The most pop. Well, let's talk about this first. Actually getting to the Super Bowl. You got a rematch of, I think it was 3 years ago? Chiefs and Eagles.
Just don't say three, Pete, because Pat Riley is getting litigious. God.
Don't do it. Even though we're about to witness history, maybe.
Ugh.
I kind of hope we do. Even though I'm a Clemson fan, a couple Clemson Tigers are on the Eagles, but Nuke, he's on the Chiefs going to his first Super Bowl.
Yeah, and what's his name? Cornell Powell.
Yep.
He's a Chief.
So, he's got some vested interest on both sides. It's going to be a great game. It's in New Orleans. Hope everything's kosher by the time everybody gets down there. But, people are still saying, look, the game was controversial.
I don't think it's ever going to be kosher in New Orleans.
No, it's always going to smell like pee.
No, I was referring to the fact that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think he got that fourth
down. They like spicy food there.
Oh, I get it.
He definitely converted that fourth down. And if you go back and look at it, his head was freaking.
I had no. Well, I do have to say this. Who's the guy? That I can't remember his name now. He's one of the analysts. He's got hair like Allen Iverson, but he dresses like Denzel.
JJ Watt?
No. Anyway, as soon as that game was over, they're like, he's down there. And he's like, and before I get on X and see everybody in America saying we don't want to see the Chiefs playing again in the Super Bowl, I'm going to tell you right now that you're wrong. Because you are witnessing history right now. In the future, people will wish they could have watched these Super Bowls. And I'm like, how are you to tell somebody that they don't want to see that again? Because quite frankly, I don't. I just don't.
That's when you tell him to kiss your ass.
I did on the TV.
But you give him the Jay-Z line.
My whole one.
Yeah,
my whole AH.
Since we're already here, we might as well see the three-peat, right? People don't like dynasties. They
but
really
don't.
But
where does it stop? Then we want four? I want them to go 72-10 like the Bulls.
Isn't it? I want an undefeated Super Bowl champion because I'm tired of hearing about the 72 Dolphins.
Well.
Talk about theirs.
But that's not.
And the 07 Patriots were as close as we came. Until now, the Chiefs have one loss, but. The Patriots won loss that year to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Would you quit watching football then if that were to happen?
No. Like I just never will.
I know.
You'll never, ever stop watching because you love it.
Yes. It's like somebody who's addicted to drugs.
It's an endorphin release.
Straight men that are addicted to hooking up with dudes.
That's true.
Do you watch two games at the same time?
I can do that with my YouTube TV. Oh, yeah. Split screens.
Yeah. I could do like four.
Yeah. Four going at once. Four ball games.
I know what that's like. Lived it.
Well, I need to step outside because I have to break wind. And
oh, man.
I've been told not to do it in the studio anymore.
Just turn to the left a little bit.
That's just toward me.
Go over that way.
She's got glasses on. She can't get pink eye.
I can't smell. It's okay. Thank God.
I'm not doing it. Go ahead.
She can't hear either. If you rattle one off.
That was the chair.
The most popular Super Bowl foods. One of them. Now, this is a list
of... Oh, yeah, I've been waiting for this.
Searched by state. They analyzed search volume data in the weeks around last year's Super Bowl. And it says one of the most popular search for foods in all the states is a German dish. It's a German soup called Knofla soup.
Knofla.
K-N-O-E-P-H-L-A.
You're going to serve soup to everybody?
Knofla, that's what we're saying.
This is such a horse.
This is somebody trying to market their stuff.
It's got dumplings, potatoes, chicken, vegetables, and cream.
Well, I mean, it sounds good, but you're gonna have that in one hand and your beer in the other.
Doesn't have potatoes, tomatoes. Pizza and burgers were not in the top five anywhere in any part of the country on this list.
Where's the your chips and stuff? I mean, I can't have it without the seven layer.
I don't even see that. So I don't know if they're counting that as. Are these main dishes? I guess they're counting. They're talking about Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Mississippi preferred fried green tomatoes.
No.
Baked potatoes were number one in the second most states of five. California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, and Montana. Baked potatoes. You talk about potato skins because those are good.
Mm-hmm.
Like pork skins.
Who releases this information though? Like Google?
This, well.
I'm just curious. I'm not like.
This was a list that it doesn't say who put it together, but it just says how.
Because we just found out who was in it. Like, does that play into it at all?
I don't think so.
I think if you're too thematic about, you know, who's. We're going to have. Well, we can't have buffalo wings, but we're going to have Eagles wings.
Dang it.
And we're going to play the Eagles music in the background.
We out of here. God.
Watch wrestling of Chief Wahoo McDaniel.
Did you see those dumbass Eagles fans in Philly? The one fell off the top of the light pole all the way down.
Oh, no.
You know nobody caught him. One guy tore the flag off and fell down. Nobody caught him.
Did they die?
No, but people got ran over, literally ran over. That wasn't intentional, they said. Looked intentional.
What is the human condition with that? Of celebration and also being pissed is the same now.
How about when you hit the gas that fast and there are people in front of you? It's intentional.
Yeah. It's like, we're protesting civil rights. Let's break into this store and steal things. We are excited that our team just won. Let's break into this store and steal things.
Let's set a couch on fire. Why not?
Let's break into the store and steal things.
You got a beautiful city. You're going to destroy it.
Next time we get number one in all the demos like we just did here this last month, thank you all very much. We're going to do that. We're going to smash and grab.
God, we'll get tired.
Well.
As much as we number one, and I'm fat. So.
All right. Speaking of that... Fatboy wants to break his own HIPAA when we come back. Whatever that means.
I got to talk about it. I feel like I got to.
Oh, yeah. The thing you haven't done in 20 years.
Yeah, I got to just throw it all out there.
Went to a doctor.
You know what? I'm surprised that was not required of my return. Thank God.
Yeah, for real.
Because going to the doctor, I'm in between doctors, to be honest with you.
It's hard to get into a doctor right now. Everybody's sick.
My doctor moved out of state.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Good Lord.
So I haven't had one since. I got to go through all the rigmarole again. All the blood work. All the not eating for 12 hours. Which is hard enough to do. Mm-hmm. No matter if you're going to the doctor or not.
Wow.
Yeah. Left me.
So that's not the answer, though. I mean, I could
care less. That's not the answer.
Okay.
But you know what? He was too young of a doctor anyway. He was probably not a day over 25.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah, real young.
That's a good point, because if they're old and like still in good shape and stuff, you're like, all right, they know what they're talking about here. Mm-hmm. But if they're young, it's like, well, you should be in good shape. You're only 25.
Plus, I don't know what medicine you were taught. That's a big thing these days.
That's true. It's just like world history now.
Where did you go to school?
They still have to pass the test.
We said that word my day.
They teach different approaches at different medical schools. This is a whole big thing.
All right. We're going to talk about Fat Boy's whole big thing next. Good morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.